Thanks again for tuning in to Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness for episode 31. We return to 1992 for another great dumb birthday game, March 6th to be exact. Our cast of characters include Fred from Medford, graduate of the Jack Hart School of Comedy, the giggly Debbie from Wellesley, who has moved on from blocks and dot-to-dot drawing in school, Scott in the car, who's really grateful to be here, Chrissy and Taunton. I'm producing and playing an ad, a Saturday morning hello to a special group, and the Jack Hart person in traffic. Celebrated birthdays: Ed McMahon, Rob Reiner, Alan Greenspan, or should I say, Green's pun, Mary Wilson, one of the Supremes. Which one? You'll have to wait for that explanation. Please pay attention. Marion Barry, Kiki D, and David Gilmour. We also have an event. When was the first frozen food developed by Clarence Birdseye? Anna Stout and her baby's irritating diaper rash stopped by for some baby gold bond. And we also explore the intriguing world of water with Terrific Thursdays at the New England Aquarium. Norm graces us with a great line when flirting. He also asks, which came first, the egg or the cheese? And at one point, I'm performing some studio repairs. Also, an important question is posed. What does it all mean?
Yeah, that's what we're going to play. A lot of interesting people, again, born on this date. Some interesting events that have happened on this date, which would be March 6th. We're into Saturday, March 6th. And so let me introduce you to members of the panel, including Fred, who is with us from Medford. Hi, Fred.
Howdy.
Oh, my goodness. Ma, aren't you laid back?
I'm a graduate of the Jack Hart School of Comedy.
I see. Okay.
And I'm wearing a lampshade.
Oh, that's you figure that's Jack Hart's speed.
Laugh at it, no wonder.
Well, that's true. Okay, Debbie, our friend Debbie, our young friend Debbie in Wellesley is with us for the game today. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's school going this year?
Oh, pretty good. They're teaching me math now, you know.
Oh, they are. You're learning it, too?
Yeah, I passed blocks, so they're moving me on.
Son of a gun, you're really moving up.
Well, it's sandbox really confused me, so.
And you're coloring in between the lines and everything, and you're doing your dot-to-dot and everything.
It took me a year or two, but I finally got it down.
Okay, see, everybody's a wise guy tonight.
Great shtick here.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of shtick.
Get on the shtick, Norm.
Hey, we got Scott, who's in his car. Where are you, Scott?
Route 128, Norm.
Whereabouts?
Just got off the Mass Pike.
Okay, nice to talk with you.
Norm.
Yes.
When I say it's really great to be here, what I really mean is it's really great to be here.
Well, that's very nice.
Thank you.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to...
To not being here.
I'd rather be somewhere else.
Okay. How's the driving down there?
It's not too bad. The roads are in shape.
Not too many cars out on the road right now?
Well, people should keep their speeds down.
You find a lot of people don't. They speed right by you, I bet you.
No, it's funny. When you have all the snow on the ground and you're putting around at about 40 miles an hour on the Mass Pike, there'll be some guy in the little tin can car comes zooming by at 70 miles an hour. But
I know, and it scares you because you figure, hey, don't whatever you do, don't skid into me.
Well, if anybody jumped in front of his car, as soon as he taps those brakes, he'll be going in circles.
I know it. Hey, Chrissy's with us, too. Hey, Chrissy, who we talked with earlier this very day.
Hi.
Down there in Taunton. How you doing, Chrissy?
All right.
And you go to Bridgewater?
Yep.
Right? Okay. And we also have with us, of course, Tony Nesbitt, our producer, who's playing the game this very day.
May I open up with my Saturday morning hellos?
By all means, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Kangaroo Club of the South Shore is the hello this morning.
Hello, Tony.
As a member, right there.
That son of a gun.
She just hopped to it, didn't she?
You never expected you would have an answer to that. To it. Somebody just saying that.
Hop to it.
No, okay. No, you don't have to explain that.
You just went right by that reason.
It didn't. Yeah, I did. I did. And it's not because I didn't catch the humor of that.
Okay.
But we also have with us, of course, Jack Hart is talking about bad humor.
Yellow.
What's that?
Yellow.
Yellow. I see. Okay. And this is the panel we're going to be dealing with tonight, eh? Well, that's too bad, but what the heck, it's too late to change anything right now. Ed McMahon, man, well, we mentioned that today was Ed McMahon's birthday, Saturday, March 6th. Born Edward Leo McMahon Jr. in Detroit, Michigan.
I thought he was from Massachusetts.
He lived in Massachusetts for a while with an aunt of his up in Lowell, but he's not from Massachusetts originally. He began his career by selling pots and pans and hawking vegetable slicers on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
I believe they call him the godfather of talent, don't they?
They call him the godfather of talent.
What did I get? Father of hawking, yeah.
And actually, after he finished selling pots and pans and hawking vegetable slicers on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, his career went downhill from that point on. He broke into TV in 1954.
Did he get arrested for it?
Johnny.
You are correct, sir.
That was 1954. He was Johnny Carson's sidekick on a daytime quiz show called Who Do You Trust?
Who Do You Trust?
Yeah, they made a big thing about that because people kept saying it should be Whom Do You Trust? He was on, of course, The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992. That's 30 years of just going, ha, ha, ha. Here's Johnny.
That it is.
And making zillions of dollars doing it.
Yeah, right.
When I get that job.
It always annoyed me about his introductions to guests on The Tonight Show, if I may.
You may.
He'd say, we'll just use the names on the panel. And tonight, join Johnny and his guest, Jack Hart. And that may be the only guest. And he'd say it as if he was going to say, and yes, who else? And he'd just stop. It's like, this guy's been doing this for 30 years. Has he just suddenly forgot how to read a cue card?
Well, no, because he only knew how to read like several in a row. So
yeah,
then he
like
only
Norm
had
Nathan and Tony Nesbitt. Here's Johnny.
Funny, I never noticed that.
Oh, yeah. I used to kick my TVs. I used to break into TV that way.
Thank you. He also was involved with the TV shows, of course, Star Search, as we mentioned. Also, this one he did, I think, with Dick Clark, Bloopers and Practical Jokes. Was that the Dick Clark?
That's on every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so silly.
Yeah, it is a stupid program. Huh. But Dick Clark has been connected with a whole lot of really stupid programs. Because I think Dick Clark is probably a very bright man, but wants to make a buck, so he says,
he knows what the people want.
That's right. We know.
Or at least what they'll put up with.
At least what they'll put up with you, with at least what he can make a buck out of. Well, anyway, so much of that kind of hate talk. How old is Ed McMahon? We'll start with you, Fred.
He is 70, sir.
He's 70 years old.
That he is.
Okay, and Debbie, what do you think?
Do you know who he is?
Yes, I know who he is.
Oh, wow. What a way to start the game. You know who there was.
69.
Okay. And Scott?
72.
72, says Scott. And Chrissy says?
68.
And Tony?
63.
And what do you say, Jack?
I'll go with 70.
70 is correct.
Oh,
whoosh. Okay, so you and Fred both come out on top on that one. He's exactly 70 years old today. Okay, how about Rob Reiner? Of course, the son of Carl Reiner.
Meathead.
Meathead on, that's right, on All in the Family. Has directed lots of movies since then, including some very, very good ones. Very good ones.
That's why they won't give him an award, probably. Just tough to give the Academy Award for Best Director to Meathead.
He actually won two Emmys for his role as the Meathead.
Yeah, but they won't give him an Academy Award.
Not an Academy Award.
No, they can't bring themselves to do that.
What were some of the films he's done?
Stand By Me.
Spinal Tap.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, Spinal
Did
Tap.
Did you do Cocoon?
No, that was Ron Howard. What was his latest one?
Backdraft.
Backdraft?
Didn't he do...
No, that was Ron Howard, too.
Oh, yes. It's another 7
They won't give it to Opie either.
The
so
TV show with the two comedians, it only lasted for about four episodes.
TV show with the
about
two comedians.
A year ago. Two comedians.
Older. Oh, Mark and Brian? The two radio personalities that try to have a TV show?
It was kind of like Abbott and Costello. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, that's Rob Reiner.
Princess Bride was another one. And
great movie.
Yeah. Was that his movie?
That was Kong, yeah.
Yeah. Jack, what do you say? How old is Rob Reiner today?
Oh, let me think. I'm trying to do the math here. All in the family has been... I'll say he's 46.
46. Okay, Tony?
51.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's up there.
Chrissy?
49.
49, says Chrissy with her little delicate voice.
Delicate, hmm.
Yeah, really delicate voice. And Scott?
Will Jack be upset if I say 46 as well?
No, no. You can guess the same age as somebody else's guess. That's okay.
Okay.
Debbie?
48.
Do you know who he is?
Yes, I know who he is.
they're flirting with you, Debbie. The only reason they say that is they think you're adorable and they like you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said 48. And Fred says...
I will go with Debbie.
With Debbie. Okay. See, he likes you too, Debbie.
I'm the same age as Debbie.
What?
Are you 22?
I am.
Oh, cool.
Son of a gun.
Wait, how'd you know?
Because you said it on the air once.
And he remembered. Watch out. Watch out.
He's following your radio career.
Yeah, watch out. He's a stalker. Okay.
Oh, Chrissy, don't feel alone because I'm the one who likes you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
we all like Chrissy.
Rob Reiner is 48, so Fred has won another one for himself, and so is Debbie. Did we say that last time that Fred cheated? Didn't we make a statement along those lines? Because he was getting right on the button right along.
I think you're right.
That's Paul from Alden.
Yeah. No, that's you. That's you, fella.
You've taken his place.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, how about Alan Greenspan, who's been very much in the news lately. Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, who testified before Congress the other day and backed up President Clinton's economic plan and all that stuff. Very influential man in the world of economics, Alan Greenspan. Let's start with you, Scott. How old do you think Alan Greenspan is?
I'm not sure if I'm going to get this on the money.
Oh, yipes.
I'm going to guess 59.
Okay. And Tony, what do you think?
Well, I think I'll change that. let's see.
Oh,
58.
Okay. And Fred, what do you say?
I will coin the phrase, he's 59.
Well, you guys will laugh at anything, won't you? Huh? Isn't this pitiful?
Man.
This is getting the sound. This is getting the sound like the... what is that new program?
And some of this humor isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
These jokes aren't very green.
Oh, that is so awful. Wow. Isn't that awful? Jeez, that's really awful. Oh, boy, that's awful. It sounds like the Howard Stern Show. Have you heard that, by the way?
No,
I haven't. Come to Boston. I heard a few hours of it this past night.
Really?
Yeah, and they say stupid things and giggle a lot. It's like this dumb birthday game. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. He probably listens to your show on the weekends.
Steals the jokes.
Exactly. Yeah, and Monday morning, he's on the air. There he is.
Yeah, and he's giggling and laughing and doing the same stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Chrissy.
Getting the same reactions, too.
Yeah.
Trouble is he's syndicated in 16 cities.
That's right.
What's the problem with this show? I'm sorry. I'll calm down.
I'll pretend you didn't say that.
Okay.
Chrissy, what do you say? How old do you think Alan Greenspan is?
Well, I'm really not sure, so I'd like to pass the buck.
Oh, golly, jeekers. Oh, try to match that to Howard Stern, huh?
That's worthy of Wolfie.
But I'll say 56.
56. Okay. And Jack Hart, what do you say?
Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to try and cash in and...
60. 60. Okay. And Debbie?
I go 59.
59, the same as Fred. You're sticking with Fred.
Don't you have a money joke?
I know.
Yeah, because we said that Fred cheated, and so she figures I'll stay with the cheat because he seems to be gone.
Sure.
That's the reasoning.
Seems to have a monopoly on it.
Yeah. Actually,
thanks, Jack. I know somebody's listening.
Actually, Alan Greenspan's a lot older than any of you have said. He's 67. years old today, and that means, that's a pretty ancient age to me.
Yeah.
The fact that he can still sit up and talk into a microphone like he did on the hearings, to my mind, is amazing. I noticed that his mouth kept dropping down to the table a lot. Jack Hart is the closest at 60.
Ooh.
And he was 7 years off. But
that, it takes a lot of common sense.
Okay, let's move to the next one now.
It's great.
Mary Wilson, one of the original Supremes.
Which one?
One of the originals. She's the not the one on the left, but the one in the middle who looks like she's on the right, but it's an optical illusion.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay, before 1970, they had more consecutive number one hits than any group in the United States. She has written a book about them. Their biggest hit, Baby Love, in 1964. Mary Wilson was the one who wrote the book about the... I just said that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mary Wilson, how old is she? We'll start with... Let's start with Fred.
60.
60, says Fred. And Tony says...
53.
And Jack Hart says...
54.
54. Okay, and Debbie?
Do you know who she is?
No.
I knew I'd get it.
You never heard of the Supremes?
Yeah, but I don't know which one she was.
Oh. See, Norm just told you. The one on the left looked like she was in the middle, and she ended up being on the right.
Right behind the Mills Brothers.
Well,
yeah. Exactly.
She looked a lot like all three Andrew sisters also. And one of the ink spots.
The blotchy one.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. What does it all mean?
What does it mean in the course of human events? What does any of this mean? Who are we? Where are we going? What is life? Debbie, what do you say? How old is Mary Wilson?
Tune in next week.
60, I don't know.
60. You're sticking right there with Fred, aren't you?
Oh, Fred's 62?
He said 60 also.
No, he said 60.
Yeah, you're going to go down in flames or soar to new heights, depending on which comes first, the egg or the cheese. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Are you making an omelet?
Yeah, I am. Would you like a little bit of meat in there or just some onions, please?
Onions, please.
Okay. Chrissy, what do you say?
She's a Supreme
49. She's a Supreme 49. Did you get that? She's a Supreme 49.
Yeah.
Same age you guessed to Rob Reiner.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? No reason why not. There's no reason. No damn reason why not.
Why ask why?
There's another stupid commercial. Isn't that stupid, that beer commercial?
I think it would be very beneficial for Kwai Garlic to use that. Kwai,
yeah.
They could say Kwai ask why.
Kwai ask why, yeah.
Someone can go, I don't know, why not?
That'd be very good, yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
watch
yes.
them use it next week, and yeah. I will not get credit, and I'll have to sue, and you know we'll be tied up in court for years.
Well, they've already made the movie, The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
In which everybody had bad breath, yeah.
That's right. You walked across the bridge, came out the other side smelling right from your bottom of your lungs. Scott, what do you say? How old do you think
that expression?
How old do you think Mary Wilson is?
48.
Okay. The actual age of Mary Wilson, and that is this very day, March 6th, is 49.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the very lovely Chris down there at Bridgewater State has guessed it and has won that round. What is going
on
here?
About that.
Are you building something here?
I'm sorry.
Did Dave Bernstein pay you to rip down this radio station? Is that the idea?
I'm throwing a wrench into the old touchscreen system.
I see.
1 second, all right? Wait a minute. Okay, I'm
very,
all done.
Very nice. That's very good. Okay, here's the way things stand at this very moment. We have Fred has two wins, and so does Jack Hart.
Ooh.
And one win by Debbie, and one by Chrissy, and Scott and Tony...
Hey, I'm not alone. I don't feel so bad now.
No, they're ready to just swarm ahead.
Battling for the basement.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you still driving, Scott, or you just pulled over by the side of the road and being a friend to man?
I'm still driving.
Okay.
Are you worried about me, Norm?
Yes, I am. Yes, I want you to be okay. However, if you do get into an accident, if you keep your telephone going, so we could hear it. Oh, you're home now. Okay,
just
good.
Just going into the garage.
Oh, okay, good. Can you, what are you going to do? Just sit there for a while? To...
Yeah, I can walk.
Yeah, keep the engine running so you don't get cold.
And keep the door shut.
It's one of those cordless jobs.
Okay. We called you anyway, did we not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So,
no, it's still his charge, though, as far as I know.
Air charges, yeah.
It's costing me a lot of money. I have to win.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I'll give you a first crack at this one.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if we heard him skid into his garage and he crashed into the back of it? Well, he made it home on the road
that's
fine.
That's right.
He had the garden truth falling off the back. maybe
Matt,
not.
Matt, no, it wouldn't be funny, no. I thought at first it would be.
Yeah,
you know? I thought about it for a little bit, and I thought, no, that won't be funny. The former mayor of Washington, D.C., a man, you know, found with some, what do they call those?
Drugs?
Drugs, I think they call them. I was trying to think of that other name. The
hookers?
Hookers.
No, the...
Crack. Why? Crack.
Yeah, he was...
Well, whatever it was, anyone is in his room, in
contraband?
His hotel room.
All contraband? Is that what you were saying?
No, there's another... It's two words.
Two words.
Something,
cocaine.
Something. Well, anyway, that'll come to me. As a matter of fact, I am expecting a shipment of it as soon as I get off the air. And it's marked right on the package, so I'll let you know at that time.
Marion Barry.
Marion Barry is the fella. That's right. Former Mayor Marion Barry. He was born on March 6th. And let's see. Let's start with you, Tony. How old do you think former Mayor Marion Barry is?
He's pretty high up there.
Yeah, he's probably a sissy. Also, he's got a girl's name.
I know, and he got a guy's last name.
Controlled substance. That's what I was trying to think of. I always thought that was kind of a pompous way of saying it.
Yeah, because who controls it?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Now get out of here.
Like I said, he has a man's last name. So what's the point there?
Should it be Barry Marion?
Should Barry Marion would have made more sense here.
Sure. Right here on our stage.
Yeah. He could be checking out books at the Washington Library.
He's 53 today.
Marion the librarian. I'm sorry, 53?
Yeah, he could have been a barber. He could have been Harry Barry. Harry Barry. Barry. What?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
That was a good one, Tony.
Yeah. I'll go back to this one.
Debbie, what do you say? How old is Marion Barry Jr.?
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't tell me he was junior.
No. Same fella, though.
All right, 53 then. I'll
53. Okay, and Debbie?
I don't know who he is.
Oh.
But.
Newspaper.
You ever hear of the Civil
that
War?
Household since,
Abe Lincoln? Those people?
Oh, 48. I don't know.
48 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Current events kind of pass by Wellesley.
Yeah. They don't know Wellesley. They don't know what's going on. It's pretty pitiful. Scott, what do you think? Marion Barry, how old do you think he is? Yes?
You're going to let me take a crack at this one?
Oh, 62, says Scott. Okay, and Jack?
Oh, 61.
61.
If I don't get this one, I'm really going to be up in smoke.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Fred, what do you say?
Hope I don't go to pot on this one.
Yeah. All bone up.
Let's say he's 56.
56.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that expression.
And Chrissy?
Since I just said it.
Since I fell off my dinosaur.
Yeah.
54. 54. Okay. Now, the answer is 57.
Oh.
Okay, so I believe that Fred said 56.
That's it. Last time for you, Fred.
Yeah.
Got rid of Paul. It took us a long time to get rid of Paul. We're going to get rid of you pretty quick now.
You don't accuse the cute girls of getting of cheating when they're on.
Well, they never win. See, there's a difference,
you see?
Yeah. Kiki D. Anybody who know who Kiki D is?
How about Kiki
D?
Is it Kiki D?
Kiki D, yeah. From England. Well, they pronounce it Kiki there. We pronounce it Kiki here.
Do they?
I made that up. No, there's not a bit of truth to what I just said. Her biggest hit, of course, came with Elton John.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And she recorded that. They recorded that in 1976. Okay, very good.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I mentioned the 76 so that you had some point of reference when you're guessing her age. And I'm going to ask.
How do you figure that? I wish you'd tell us, because maybe it would help me get an answer correct today. You always give a date and say, well, maybe that'll help you figure
well,
out.
Well, I don't know. Well, for example, 76, 86.
Yeah, whatever, it was Ethel Merman that recorded a song.
Yeah,
on 76.
You know?
Yeah, well, it was like she recorded that, what, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, something like that?
18, yes. Yeah,
is that 17, something 17. Like that? So then you can sort of get the idea that she has to be older than, like, 19.
Okay.
See, you sort of you get a That's, general idea.
Okay.
Let's ask, let's see,
Chrissy. Fred, why not? No, go start with Fred, will you?
Well, let's start with Chrissy this time, right. Okay.
37.
Chrissy says 37. Okay. And the very lovely Debbie. What does the lovely Debbie say?
Can I go after Fred?
No, I'd like you to go now. I really would.
Do you know who Elton John is?
Yeah.
She doesn't sound sure, Jack.
Yeah.
What do you think, Norm, huh? Wow. Yeah.
You know old Elton John is?
I
know who Elton John is.
Okay. We believe you.
Okay. How old is Kiki D then?
I just don't know who that is. 40, I don't know.
40?
Yeah.
Well, those answers don't inspire confidence, do they? Is it 40? I don't know. Okay, the preceding was a dramatization.
And a very bad one.
A very bad one. Terrible one. Okay, Fred, now you go after Debbie for this time.
All right, what I was going to say is, I know Elton John's 46, so let's just say she's 45.
45. Okay. And Tony?
I'll be keeking myself if I don't get this right. 44.
Ooh, that's rude.
Okay, and Scott?
44.
44 says Scott. And Jack?
42.
42 says Jack. And she's actually 46.
Oh, wow.
Fred said 45. Fred wins again.
Fred's using last year's sheet.
I think so. That's right, because he said
by a year short.
Yeah, he missed a Barry's age by 1 year. He said 56, and Barry's 57.
Chose to throw us
to add one.
Yeah.
To last year's
but he hit Rob Reiner and Ed McMahon right on the button.
No, well, you got to keep us off, you know, balance there.
Sure.
I'll guess one away. I'll guess them right on.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Not everybody will put up with being hit on the button.
He's got to look at himself in the mirror every morning.
That's right, too. And the rest of you losers can be proud of yourself.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. It's okay.
Well, considering the prize you get, you know.
Well, yeah, you got a point there, Fred, yeah.
David Gilmour. Does anybody know who
Pink
David?
Floyd.
Pink Floyd, that's correct. Very good. He's the Pink Floyd.
He's not Pink Floyd. He's David Gilmour.
Yeah, he's David Gilmour, but he's with the Pink Floyd group.
Yeah.
Biggest hit.
And occasionally when he gets embarrassed, he's a little pink.
Yeah,
okay. A biggest hit, another brick in the wall. Which was recorded.
1981?
1980, very good. 1980. Very close.
The Wall album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Fred on this one. David Gilmour.
I hope the sister doesn't stink. No, pink, it stinks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very good. That's really very good, Fred. That's really good.
Wow.
40.
Oh, Sergeant at Arms, would you remove this man forcibly immediately? How old did you say?
47.
47, says David Gilmour. Okay, and Debbie?
I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. God knows he may not even be alive or exist or ever was existing. Who knows?
Have you ever heard of Pink Floyd, Debbie?
I never heard of Pink Floyd. I never even heard of the color pink. Is it a color? I don't know. Is it a color or what is it? I don't know.
What do you think, Debbie, huh? This is my way of flirting with you. I know, it is a stupid idea, I suppose.
Well, it's better than the old what you sign if you come here often. Just go right out and imitate them. Why not?
How about to, excuse me, miss? Did I drop my Congressional Medal of Honor in your banana split?
Oh, man. How many times has that worked for you, Norm?
Never. Nothing has ever worked for me under any circumstances.
When it does, you kind of question it, too.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Well, it worked for me once with a guy named George, but...
Wait a minute. I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it was kind of a backfire. There, so. I meant that to be funny, and I'm sorry I said it.
And was that really a banana split?
There's probably some humor there which is escaping us at the moment.
Somehow. Yeah.
Anyway, Debbie, how old do you think David Gilmour is? Taking into consideration that Fred said 47, if that'll help you.
47.
Is that what you're going to say, 47? Scott, what do you think?
Are we talking about Floyd the Barber from Mayberry?
No, yes, that's...
he's 130.
Yes, Pink Floyd. There was some things we didn't know about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Fred said 48.
You say 48?
No, Fred said 48.
No, he and Debbie said 47.
Oh, then he's definitely...
45, you say. Okay. Are you still sitting in your car in the garage?
No, I'm in my house now.
Oh, you just took the phone and you walked into your house with it?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, it's one of those portable ones, controversial.
The ones that give you brain cancer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I thought you were talking on a phone that was permanently affixed to your car.
Now, can we possibly be sued for that in some manner?
I hope
you
so.
You mean if he gets brain cancer?
Probably.
From being on the dumb birthday game for an hour? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Making the game drag out too long.
Yeah.
That'll be just our luck. He'll be okay and he won't get brain cancer. Chrissy, how old do you think David Gilmour? What's your guess?
Well, I'll probably get this wrong, but I don't need no education, so.
Oh.
Oh, line from.
Oh. I'll say 50.
50, okay. And Tony?
You know, you can't have your meat. You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
These are lines from
the songs. From songs off that album. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? 48.
48.
Yes.
Okay. And Jack?
49.
49. Okay, the actual age is 46.
Oh man.
So we have three winners, one of whom unfortunately happens to be Fred, who said 46.
I said 47.
I'm sorry, he's 46. You said 47.
Oh, he's got next year's sheet now.
No, he's 46. You said 47. Debbie said 47.
He's got every single one, hasn't he?
And no, he missed the two.
Two.
And Scott has said 45, so he's the closest on the other side. And so Scott has moved into the scoring column.
Leaves me all alone.
Was I the one that got it?
You and Debbie and Fred.
You know how I figured it out, Norm?
Yeah?
Because we caught Fred going short one twice in a row, so this time he decided to go over one.
Very good.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Now, Fred has only missed...
Pretty clever.
He missed Alan Greenspan and Mary Wilson, which were probably not in the papers. Because we have
TV.
Another list that's a little more extensive. Okay, but Fred has...
Paul sent me his book.
Okay.
Do you know who he is? Do you know? Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, Fred has five correct answers. And Debbie and Jack both have two apiece.
Fred has five, you said?
He has five, okay. Yeah. So it's kind of hopeless. I think we can
Well, I know that already.
Chrissy and Scott both have one apiece.
I quit.
Hey, don't quit.
How many do I have, Norm?
Why, you have nothing, Tony, nothing. You're a real loser. What a phony, what a fake, awful, terrible. But hope I didn't say anything to offend.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I feel so confident now.
I'm going to give you just one more, and this would be an event. Although, no matter what Fred does, he's already won the whole thing. This has to do with the first frozen food developed by Clarence Birdseye.
Birdseye.
Wow. Yeah, sold at grocery stores in Springfield, Massachusetts. Birdseye got his idea after seeing Canadians thawing and eating naturally frozen fish. I don't know whether you knew that, so.
And the question is, what was the frozen food? Peas, frozen peas.
Yeah, no. The question is, what year was that? The first frozen food developed by Clarence Birdseye. Mm.
Trying to remember the commercial they used to say it.
Yeah. Did they give the year?
Oh, it must be 10 years ago since the commercial's been on.
Okay. See how Fred does it with this one, okay? Because this wouldn't have been in the column. Or maybe it would have.
Maybe as your book.
Well, wait a minute. Since I've already won, it doesn't matter, right?
No, it doesn't matter.
There he goes.
I've already won.
Okay, I'm just going to say this answer for the humor of it. Get ready for this one.
Humor. Get it. Good humor, man. Humor.
Frozen.
Yeah. Ice.
No, I'm just going to say this for the humor. So, Tony and Jack, get ready.
Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, okay.
Yes.
What year do you have? What year was that?
1976.
That's the spirit, yeah.
That's the spirit.
I see. Okay. 1976.
Yeah.
Okay. And,
I could have said 1939.
We didn't have frozen foods before 1976.
No.
Well, I said it doesn't matter. I've already won.
That's true.
Debbie, what do you think?
What was it again?
What is what again? The whole thing?
Yeah.
The year that Clarence Birdseye developed the first frozen food.
Did you ever eat frozen vegetables, Debbie? How about that?
Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
What's a vegetable? I don't know what a vegetable. What is a vegetable exactly? Is it like a furniture, like a end table, a venture table? What is that? Like a coffee table? Oh, I can get away with the worst jokes in the world on this feature. And I call it a feature very lightly.
Because features can be canceled very easily.
What do you say, Debbie, the year that the frozen foods were developed by Clarence Birdseye?
1955.
Scott, what do you say?
1919.
Did we have electricity back then? Yeah, I guess we did. I had to think about that.
Chrissy.
Let me think. Well, let me take a bird's eye view of this.
Wow.
Oh, come on. That wasn't that bad.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, okay. I'll say 1911.
1911. Could you turn your microphone down just slightly, Jack?
How's that?
Oh, that's much better. Ooh. Very good. Tony, what do you say?
Funny, I was just talking about this with my grandfather the other day.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, no. In all seriousness, yeah, talking about he used
canned food and things.
Well,
like
he was a fish cutter.
Beef jerky.
In Boston, and they used to have the bird's eye freezers, which were kind of secretive at the time.
Yeah.
You couldn't bring people. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that is.
Hey, well, I thought it was a little. I found it interesting anyway. That's my cue. 1951.
Okay. Do we have a call waiting here? Was that what that signal was?
I don't know
was?
What that was. I think someone hung up and then. Yeah, someone. That was Scott.
Is that Scott?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Either that or it was invasion of.
I guess he really did quit.
Sure, he got off scot-free.
Are you there, Scott?
No, I did.
No, I guess he's gone.
Clipped him off the screen, and that stopped the sound, so that was him.
Okay. Jack, what do you say?
Well, if Chrissy could get away with bird's eye view, I'm going to say that I'm Clarence Voyant on this one. 1939.
No, you couldn't get away with that, Jack.
No.
No.
Let me say I'm Clarence Voyant.
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 Clarence Voyant. Clairvoyant.
I see.
Yeah. That's Jeez. Pretty cold.
That really was awful.
That was cold.
That's even beneath you, Jack, and God knows that. I never thought there was anything beneath you. Actually, the year was 1930.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, see which one is closest. I think it was Scott who said 1919, which was 11 years off.
Well, I said 39.
That's right. You were closer then.
You did say 39?
He did say 39, yeah. So you were the closest. That's right. You were 9 years in 1939. Yes, I would say that you were the closest.
Ah.
And you didn't do your little imitation. I missed that completely.
Oh, 1939? No, no. I don't know what kind of imitation you're talking about.
It's okay.
Thanks, okay, God. So the winner is Fred. If you'll hang on, Fred, we'll take your name and address and reluctantly send you a piece of some kind of garbage gift.
Piece. And, I didn't know where you were going.
It's an old tea bag.
I have to drink this before I open it.
Okay.
Fred.
What?
How old are you?
22.
Oh.
Do you want the prize?
What?
Can I give the prize to Debbie? Since I have so many of these stacked up.
And they're not transferable.
Sure, if you want to, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
Do it.
I think there's a romance. Romance is in bloom.
Would it be better if I sent it to you and then you in turn got Debbie's home address and send it to her?
Oh,
no, we can't do that, though, can we? We can't give out those kind of bits of information.
I think I've shamed my name with Debbie anyways.
Okay, did you want to send it to Debbie instead?
Yeah.
You really did.
Oh, only if your number went with it.
Really?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
How old are you, Debbie?
12.
Oh, would you take my number?
Yeah. Now I'm jealous.
Let's see, when he's 98, you'll be 87. So that'll be okay.
Yeah.
Is this the new dating game?
Yes, it is. This
Can
is...
I have Jack's number?
Ooh, Jack's number, eh?
Yeah.
There we go.
Not only did I lose the birthday game...
Wow.
No one wanted my
Nobody
number.
Wants you.
Well, just... Jeez. Whoa. That was your ringing endorsement you gave me.
Oh,
about
I thought
being...
you guys were roommates. That's why I said that, you know.
Oh, nice try. Too late. Too late.
Okay, listen, let's wrap this thing up because I'm getting kind of nauseous.
Please,
to tell
I'm
you
really
truth.
Hurt now.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, you really want us to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much. You don't have to hang in there. We'll get Debbie's address and send the stuff directly to her.
You got something really awful coming, Deb.
Yeah, it's really a piece of really junk.
There we go again.
It's a worthless kind of piece of nothingness.
Tacky, useless, worthless, and tasteless.
Well, Frank, thanks for playing the game, Fred.
Okay.
And certainly the fact that you cheated was not so bad now that you've given your gift to charity.
That's the spirit.
So come back and get charity, all right.
And you hold on, Debbie, because so we'll get your address and stuff and get you, because you won before on your own, haven't you?
Once,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, once.
Twice, three times.
Yeah, she's won quite a lot for somebody who never heard of anybody.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Hey, Chrissy.
Yeah.
She knows she hurt me.
Yeah, she's beginning to doze off there, and I just kind of came, yelled her name, and she just snapped to it. Hey, thanks very much. Nice to play the game with you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye, Chrissy, and bye-bye, Tony. Bye-bye, Tony. Want to hang up on me, if you would. Guess they already did, eh? And we'll see. We'll talk to you soon, Jack, with the road conditions.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's the way it is, then. Thank you very much, everybody. And Debbie's hanging in there for the information. The time is 6 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're all tuned to WBZ.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
Just regular diaper rash. It just looked red and irritated, very tender to the touch. I just felt pity for him. Well, I just wanted to make it better because I don't like seeing my little baby suffer.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Anna Stout of Lake Villa, Illinois.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. It was like a day later and I saw marked improvement. It looked a whole lot better, and he wasn't as crabby. It just seemed to keep the area dry, and it helped it heal.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
I was real excited to see this powder because it dries it up, the baby Gold Bond.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder. At drugstores and supermarkets everywhere, use only as directed.
Once again, WBZ Radio and the New England Aquarium team up to present Terrific Thursdays. Now through March 25th on most Thursdays, it's free admission to the New England Aquarium for everyone after 3 p.m. Terrific Thursdays are made possible by a grant from the Arthur F. Blanchard Trust and the Boston Company. Getting to the aquarium is easy. Take the MBTA Blue Line to the aquarium stop. Don't miss your chance to explore the intriguing world of water free on Thursdays from 3 to 7:30 p.m. Only from the New England Aquarium and WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, the five-day WBC AccuWeather forecast from Roy Gallant calls for, let's see, a total of about 10 inches in the city, 18 inches of snow in the interior. Snow has, let's see, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Kind of a, pretty much a come to an end, or at least it's not as intense as it was a little bit earlier. Although today there'll be some lingering wet snow this morning, cloudy and blustery. Some flurries in the afternoon. The highs during today, about 36, but the worst should be over now. And at night, mostly cloudy with a brisk wind with low temperatures about 28 degrees. Sunday, variably cloudy, getting up to about 40. Monday, cloudy. Chance of a bit of wet snow on Monday or some showers, but getting quite mild by Monday with temperatures about 42. And again, getting up to about 42 degrees on Tuesday with some sun. We actually may see the sun on Tuesday. Thank you very, very much. Temperature in Boston right now is just about where it's been most of the night, 20 degrees outside our WBZ studios. Thank you very, very much. Time is about 3 minutes before 4 o'clock. We'll be around for about a half hour more. And I'd love very much to talk to you. Our phone number is 254-1030. Area code is 617. Been kind of a quiet morning outside, of course, of the fun-filled dumb birthday game. And so the lines are pretty much open at the moment. And if you'd care to call, I would love very much to hear from you. 254-1030. Our area code is the very exciting 617. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, I was just looking out the window. I was doing one of my meteorological field trips, and it is not, it's snowing very, very lightly, I think, if at all, here. It's pretty much come to an end, and we may have a little bit later on, but we'll check the complete forecast a little bit later this morning. The time is 3 minutes before 4 o'clock. I'm Norm Nathan with you throughout the weekend, and nice to have you with us here at WBZ. Okay. Boston Celtics beat Detroit 105-101, 105-101. I mentioned the BC team came, put up a good battle against the Boston Red Sox. The nice thing about this was on television. Watching television, that is watching a baseball game when the snow is falling and the weather is cold and awful like it has been here. And this past night, one of the stations broadcasting the ball game brought us the great joy of the summer game, and it kind of it made things feel a little bit warmer. The final score, anyway, was Red Sox 2 and the Boston College nothing, as they sort of inaugurated their new field down at their new spring training grounds, Fort Myers, Florida. Looks like a really spiffy spot. A lot of room for saunas and all kinds of extra things that the I guess the team has had in the past, but under much more crowded conditions. But the ballpark looked really nice. That'd be a nice place to visit over the next month or so during this spring training season, with the exhibition games now underway. Get away from the cold here and get down to Fort Myers, Florida. I remember seeing the Red Sox one year. We went down to Orlando, Florida, and that central part of Florida, which is a nice part of the state, and went to Chain of Lakes Park, which I thought was a great park, too, where the Red Sox held spring training for some time. And that's kind of fun. That was also during the month of March, where the temperatures down there get very, very warm, and it's nice to get away from the cold and to watch baseball and to get an idea of what the Red Sox look like and all of that. Anyway, that's my entire analysis of sports. Hey, I'm no Upton Bell, but I do the best I can. Tony Nesbitt is our producer. We're coming up to 4 o'clock. And be around for some more conversation for the next half hour. And if you've got something to say, we'd appreciate that. We do try to keep things a little light. I hope you don't mind that. But I hate to have people haranguing each other this time of the morning with a lot of political stuff that we do here during the day, an awful lot of. Anyway, 254-1030, I'll be looking for you.
Leave your car radio set at 1030 on the AM side. Traffic reports from the WBZ Traffic Network. Traffic on the threes. Only from News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Did Debbie and Fred live happily ever after? A question for the ages. Maybe they attended one of those intriguing, terrific Thursdays at the New England Aquarium. Now let's enjoy these commercial gems from the ABC News broadcast.
Garlic is a good idea. And now, Kwai odor-free garlic tablets give you all the goodness of garlic without the problems. Kwai garlic tablets are tiny and easy to swallow. Kwai's scientific coating takes it gently through your stomach to prevent the odor and burping you get from other garlic preparations. So make garlic part of your everyday diet with Kwai. Garlic is a good idea. And Kwai odor-free tablets give you all the goodness of garlic without the problems. Kwai, K-W-A-I, at Drug, Health, Food, GNC, and Kmart stores.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance. Now, I notice one of the big phone companies is giving you discounts if you call your friends, which is fine. Except that in the real world, you probably spend more time talking to people you don't like very much. And where's your big discount for that? With Connect, it's just as cheap to call the guy who plowed into the back of your car at the mall. Anywhere from 5 to 20% cheaper than the big boys' basic rates. Every minute of every hour of every day. So call us at 1-800-326-SAVE. See, we're saving you money already.
Well, it's time to call this one. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Debbie, Chrissy, Upton Bell, Anna Stout and her itchy baby, Jack Hart, and Norm Nathan, who looks like he's standing in the back on the left, but is really seated in the middle down front. I'm Tony Nesbitt.